Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You can talk very gently.
I wonder if anyone can hear this.
And make crinkly noises.
What are we going to crinkle?
Let's get some.
You don't have anything.
Crinkle.
This isn't very ASMR, Holly. Oh, yeah. Oh, that smells weird.
And welcome to Talk Your Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kate.
And yeah, this is... Oh God, we didn't check the episode number.
29, I think.
Is it?
29? Maybe 30. Is we might it? Even be at 30.
Oh God, no.
I don't think we are.
I don't want this to be our episode 30.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like it should be something special.
You know
it?
Other podcasts that started around the same time as us are like on 100. We could have been there.
Yeah, but we've been away doing stuff. Yeah, so this is episode... 29.
Stop turning away from the
Sorry,
camera.
This is episode.
Microphone. Whatever. It's like
it's
a camera.
29. I feel like we're starting to realise why we haven't done hundreds of podcasts.
Are you saying that we're like running out of steam? Because I take personal offence at that. I think we're doing really well.
I think we're doing good. I think more that we're just amateurs.
Oh, we've been amateurs since day one.
I mean, that is true, but we are now award-nominated amateurs.
Yes, we're up for an Emmy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And an Oscar.
And an Oscar. They didn't even have Best Podcast until this year, and they heard us and they were like, well, shit, those guys deserve an Oscar.
Yeah, we need to change this. They yeah. need something.
So, yeah, we're like single-handedly, well, double-handedly mm-hmm. responsible for big change in the film industry.
Involving yeah. podcasts.
I mean, we're going to be going to Hollywood maybe next month, I think.
Yeah,
to chat to people. They really want to turn Tokyo into a movie, which is weird because there's no plot, right? It's like a 2-hour long movie of two girls being like, butts.
I think I'm going to be played by Oscar Isaac. Is my choice.
Okay.
Who you can be played by.
Why are you being played by a guy? I mean, I know he's hot, but like...
Yeah, I would take Oscar Isaac any day.
You don't look like Oscar Isaac.
How dare you?
Okay, if we're gonna...
How dare you?
Are we going for like someone who looks like you?
Oh, but I know who that's gonna be.
Do you?
Yeah, I always get it. In fact, I was on holiday and this person was on the front cover of a magazine.
I don't know who it is.
And
oh, Benedict Cumberbatch. Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh.
I always get Renée Zellweger.
Oh.
Always like get Renée Zellweger.
Recent Renée Zellweger?
Apparently. I thought I was off, you know, off free because she's changed her face, but apparently not.
Okay.
My mum was like, it's still you.
Can we not get someone more age appropriate? Are there any young blonde
Oscar
actresses?
Isaac.
You're not having Oscar Isaac. No, we're going for like... Oh. Realness.
Young blonde actresses.
I
think there's quite a few.
I'm going to Google young blonde actresses like a total creep.
Oh, you're going to get put on
blonde.
A list.
Actresses under 25. See, someone's already Googled it
Ew.
For completely normal reasons. Oh, there we go. Oh, they're so young.
Yeah.
You could be like Taylor Momsen.
Oh, really?
That one.
I don't look like... You need to look for someone with small eyes. Add small eyes to the end of that.
That is not a thing that's going to come up with anything useful. Okay, you could be Chloe Grace...
Moretz?
Yeah. Moretz? She kind of looks like you.
She has hair.
She has hair. She has small-ish eyes.
She has two
I'm going
eyes.
With her. Two.
Okay.
Entire
well,
eyes.
Well, who's going to be you then, Oscar Isaac?
You can pick.
Oscar Isaac.
No, I have to be a woman. I'll be a woman.
How about
Elizabeth Olsen?
I love Elizabeth Olsen.
You can have Elizabeth Olsen then.
Oh,
you're
she's so
welcome.
Percy.
Can I be Jennifer Lawrence?
You can be Jennifer Lawrence, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would love that. Jennifer Lawrence, up in my face, be in my face.
Be in your face.
Jennifer Lawrence and, wait, who's yours again?
Elizabeth Olsen. She's so pretty.
Gal pals. Or maybe we should just be like Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and just like...
Or just go run with the...
Yes. Gal pals. The only two gal pals that I know of. I'm Tina
Hollywood.
Fey, obviously, and you're Amy Poehler.
Yeah, of course.
Because she's blonde and I'm not. So...
That is my defining...
Yes.
...characteristic.
What are we talking about?
We were nominated.
We genuinely were nominated for a real award.
The Games Media Awards have a podcast section, and we have been nominated, which is
awesome. Because
sometimes
we talk about games.
Occasionally we bring up games.
We're going to be talking about games in this episode, because of my challenge.
Oh, okay.
But this is, it's not the kind of thing that you would submit to an awards committee, whatever they call them. Because, whatever. We'll see.
Oh, no, this.
So what have we been doing this week, Holly?
Well, I am currently incredibly tired. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be very slow, so I apologise now. Because
it makes
we
no
went
difference.
Out. Oh, I mean, that's true. You won't notice anything. We went out last night.
We did. Oh, my God. It was such a good night.
It was so much fun.
There's a thing called Wild Rumpus, which is a cool name. It's like a one-night indie game party in the cool parts of London.
Oh, yeah.
It was in Hackney.
Near Hackney. It's up between Old Street and Liverpool Street, but
yeah.
East.
Liverpool Street's not cool.
No.
It's full of suits.
Yeah.
And money. Whereas Shoreditch is like party central.
It's full
town.
Of t-shirts and money.
Lots of money, yeah.
Lots
like,
of money.
It's called Silicon Roundabout,
it's
right?
Where the suits go to take off their suits.
Yeah, just like lots of naked rich people walking around and you're like, oh, Shoreditch, you're so weird. I really like Shoreditch. Ugh, I love Shoreditch.
Do you? I never knew that.
I'm a total hipster.
I did not know that. There you go.
I like that you can go to a cafe that's also a bike shop.
Yeah.
And last time I went there were dogs.
Oh, so. Well, that's all I need.
Yes. But Wild Rumpus... there were some games. I don't think we played any of them.
No.
I played one when I first got there.
Okay. What was that?
Oh, I've forgotten what it's called.
Well, we're great.
It's like, you play on, like, controllers, and it's a video game, and there's buttons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's four of you.
Yeah.
Two of you are controlling the thrusters.
They're all local multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two of you can controlling the guns, and you have to fight things in the middle.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not explaining it very well. It was fun. We played for like a solid half hour.
Oh,
maybe even longer. I don't know. And yeah, it was a really, really nice game. I don't know how you complete it because we weren't very good at it. But yeah, I'm sad Towerfall wasn't there.
Yeah.
I would play Towerfall every day.
All day long.
All day, every day.
I am terrible at Towerfall. I'll teach you, babe. You can coach me.
I can, because I'm the best in the world at Towerfall.
We could have like a nice montage in like an 80s film.
Can we actually?
Yeah.
I mean, people would watch that if I knew how to edit training montages. I can figure it out, I'm sure. Just get some like pumped up music.
Yeah, get pumped up music and get us in kind of like, you know, kind of me trying and then looking over at you and you kind of going thumbs down and then I try something else and you go thumbs up.
And like panning across as you like press buttons with a concentrated look on your face.
Yeah.
I could do this.
Yeah,
we can do this.
I think we could do that.
Bring my camera and we'll get training and montaging and all that.
Yeah, I'll put on unnecessary sweatbands.
I mean,
probably necessary.
Always necessary. You sweat a lot. You're disgusting.
Oh, that's so mean.
Yeah.
Kicking me while I'm down.
Yesterday, I drank a lot.
You drank a lot.
You drank a lot, not as much as I did.
No, I didn't stay out as late as you, and for some reason I'm way more hungover, which is bullshit.
I've had 4 hours sleep.
I think maybe you're still drunk.
Maybe. I think I might be running on fumes. I've barely eaten anything today. Had some biscuits.
Yeah.
Had a sandwich.
Yeah.
So I'm doing pretty well. I'll probably crash real hard in like 4 hours. But that's fine because I don't have a job to go to. So I don't care. Yes. Although I probably do have something to do on Monday. But that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Just drink the whole weekend long.
Hair of the dog.
I mean, we are drinking whiskey right now, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, always. We don't do a single podcast sober.
It looks like tea, but it's not. It's whiskey with milk in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it curdle?
Yeah, probably.
Ew, gross.
We should try it sometime.
No, why?
Yes.
Wait, isn't that what Bailey's is? Whiskey and cream?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know what it is.
I seem to
I've never thought about it.
How do they stop it from curdling?
Magic? Alcohol magic?
That would be it. That's definitely it.
There's a thing, because you know you can put alcohol in coffee to make it Irish.
Yeah, Irish whiskey. Yeah, Irish coffee.
So you can get an alcohol you can put in tea.
What?
Yeah. I don't know how it works.
Oh, I don't want that.
Do you not?
No, I don't want alcohol in my tea. Tea is my sacred place.
Okay. Well, it's like peach flavour and that kind of stuff. It's quite cute.
What, like schnapps?
I guess, yeah. A bit like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that. Maybe iced tea. Iced tea, I would definitely have alcohol with iced tea.
That's already a thing.
Yeah. I'll have that. I don't want it in a warm, milky drink. That's gross.
Delicious, milky alcohol.
No.
When I was in my Ouija board phase.
Oh, it's so good. We haven't got a single podcast about mentioning your Ouija board phase in quite a while.
Yeah, the past four.
Okay. Okay, well, let's keep it up.
I'm just reminiscing. It was
carry on. In
10 years ago.
Not many people can say in my Ouija board phase.
I think a lot of people have phases like that. Okay. You know, your spiritual, your occult phase.
Yeah, carry on. So what did you do in your Ouija board phase?
We basically used to go to my friend's house every, I don't know, weekend? Probably not on a school night because we were, you know, 13. We used to just drink whatever we could get our hands on.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd heard of cocktails.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, cocktails are basically just like a mixture of things that make the alcohol palatable, right?
Yeah.
So we were like, vodka tastes bad. Let's put some vodka in, right? Some juice as well. Let's put some juice in.
Yeah.
It's quite a nice cocktail. And then we put milk in.
Oh.
Yeah, and the milk sort of just rose to the top and, yeah, it curdled, and we drank it anyway, and it was actually quite nice.
Oh, no, yeah. It wasn't.
It was sort of like a fruity, milky.
Oh, that sounds horrific.
Yeah. I told you about the other occult phase, right? Where my friend was really into, like, magic.
Yeah, okay.
I told you about this, right?
Maybe, I don't know.
She was like, I was trying to make someone love me.
Of course. Oh, no, I think you have told me this, but I don't think you've told the podcast.
Oh, good. Okay, so, yeah, for my birthday, she bought me a bunch of, like, love potion, love spell books.
Oh, God.
Probably don't still have them.
You're such a teenage girl.
I was then, yeah, not now. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, okay.
So, I was like, oh, Lauren, this boy, he's never going to like me back. And she was like, we can do something about that. And I was like, okay, do you want to come over to mine? Let's do some love spells.
Oh, God. You know, maybe you could maybe chat to him or maybe find out some of his interests.
I sent him a rose on Valentine's Day.
That's not chatting to him.
That's romantic. That is romantic as fuck.
You probably didn't even know. Did you say who it was on the rose?
No, so, but he knew it was me because I was really obvious about it.
Oh.
It was my best friend's brother, and I was like, I kept asking her, I was like, does he like me? And, oh, God, so embarrassing. Why am I talking about this?
She's just like, no.
Let's not talk about this.
No, you brought it up now.
I know, but now I'm regretting it. I don't know who listens to this. This is embarrassing. Why am I doing this?
You bought up love potions.
Well, I just wanted someone to like me. I had a crush on, like, a couple of guys at the time.
Of course, when you're that age, anything goes.
So it was a sort of general love spell to be like, please love me.
That's so tragic.
Yeah, I'm like 14 at this point. So,
Kate.
So my friend comes around and we open up the book and we're like, right, there's all these different love spells. There's, oh God, my marriage is failing.
Oh my God. See, yeah, I think the people who buy these books are either teenagers or,
like, super depressed middle-aged women.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
And I'll get there one day.
And then we'll blow off the dust on the book and we'll settle back in.
Yep. So they have, like, a list of ingredients. And being magical, it's usually, like, stupid ingredients. It's like, oh, the hair of a pony that just gave birth and that kind of thing. And
how do you get a hold of that shit?
I don't know. It's, yeah, like, some of the love potions were like,
it definitely relies on you being middle to upper class and in the countryside.
Yeah, I mean, they're like the kind of ingredients you could get at Waitrose, basically. Mm. But yeah, like some of the ingredients were like a hair from the head of the boy you love. And I'm like, that's weird though. Like, how would one do that? Sneak into someone's bedroom and like pick some up off the floor? And what if it was the wrong boy?
Exactly. Well, it would be like in Harry Potter when they make the potion and Hermione turns into the cat.
And I'd make the cat fall in love with me and I'd be like, this is not my...
This is an Alvarez cat.
So we had all these ingredients on and I was like, I don't think I can get hold of most of these. So we had to make do. And being 14, there's only so much you can do. So there was like ear of corn, I think, was one of the ingredients. And I was like, okay, well, I don't have any corn. And I don't think we have any sweet corn in the kitchen. But what I do have is chicken feed. And I'm pretty sure that's just dried corn, right?
Okay.
So we're like, okay, corn, chicken feed, basically the same thing. And then you have to get an orange, right? And you have to get a candle. And I didn't really have a candle. I had a tea light. So I was just like wedging a tea light into the middle of the orange and scattering chicken feed inside it.
Oh my God.
Like wrapping it in a ribbon. And then you have to, like, draw on the floor with chalk, you know, your proper magic kind of stuff and all these circles. But I didn't have a floor that you could draw on with chalk. What I did have was a whiteboard. So we put the orange on the whiteboard.
Oh,
like,
God.
Drawing all these things around it. And then it was like...
I think just by doing that, you're probably doing the reverse of the spell.
It's like,
I think the magical gods are just like, you know what?
This
no,
is
fuck
way
you.
Budget. Like, we're not going to... commit
we're
to
gonna
this.
Make him hate you as
and
a
you have to say all these really embarrassing like hippie spells around it and you have to like kind of
Minerva,
like
Minerva, goddess of the moon,
it's all like
grant
come to me. Come to me. Ew. Yes, let us join in harmony.
Ew.
And all this kind of like rhyming weirdness. And then it was like, go and place the orange in the middle of a crossroads. And I was like, well, I don't live near a crossroads.
That sounds dangerous. Don't
but
do that.
I mean, at the end of my drive is basically a crossroads, right? Because it's two roads meeting. So, you know, like cat's eyes in the middle of the road?
Yeah.
I just sort of wedged the orange.
That sounds dangerous.
I know.
Oh my God.
But
Kate.
I sort of wedged it in there and I was like, this is... I'm pretty sure this will work.
If anybody... Can you imagine... Did your parents ask you why is there an orange with a tea light and chicken feet shoved into the cat's eye?
They didn't find out about it. I don't think.
Yeah. Well, they probably did and were like, let's not bring this up.
Yeah. I never tried making any of the love potions, though, which were basically all just cocktails. And I can see how that could work. But, like...
That's a different kind of love potion. We've all used that love potion.
Yeah, it's a bit weird to go to some guy that you're like, hey, we should... hang out.
Yeah, if anyone says, I like you, take this drink I made
for
you.
Exactly. Like, it's pink and there's, like, steam coming off it. And I'm like, it is harmless, but you should make sure to drink it all.
Drink every last drop.
Drink all that juice. That non-harmful juice that I made for you for no reason.
See, I remember when I was very little, when I must have been around 7,
mm-hmm.
I used to, like, go into the back garden and make... like potions, quote unquote, and it would always be like dirt.
See, I did and... that, but I called it perfume.
Oh, I might have done that as well. I did, and you add like you get like rose petals and like crush them up, and then when I would come back, and I would always think I've done it. Like I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And as it turned out, there was a cat that would come along and shit in it every night. I'd be like, "It's why does it smell so bad?"
Oh my God.
And then my mum was just. Like, let's throw this potion out, shall we? You can try again. Yeah, there was a cat that used to shit in all my potions, so that was great.
This reminds me of the time me and my friend found lots of tiny, tiny toads in her garden pond. They were like a centimetre long.
Yeah.
Really cute.
Oh.
And they were like, you could stroke them.
Ew.
And so we collected a bunch and we put them all in a bucket filled with water. And
they all drowned. What happened?
They didn't all drown.
Okay.
And we were like, oh, well, where are we going to keep this bucket? Let's put it in the shed for now and we'll come back tomorrow and play with the toads again.
Aww.
And we came back in the morning and some of them had attempted to jump out of the bucket and because they were so small and the bucket was quite large, they just died. Oh my God. And some of them were like...
You're giving them this horrific torture. They were put in this kind of, either you drown or you jump and die.
Yeah, or some of them survived the jump, but then it was really cold, so they like froze to death. And some of them did drown in the bucket. And so we just came back to this like tiny toad massacre and it was so sad.
Oh my God.
So so sad.
Although I will say again, yeah. I've said it before, your childhood is so much more whimsical than
mine. I mean,
was.
This is what happens when you grow up in the countryside. You have to just make your own fun. And...
I made my own fun, but I did it in a suburb in the northeast of England with cat shit.
Well, yeah. I mean,
we used to ride our bikes around. That was nice. Mm. Used to put on plays.
Yeah, I used to. Oh, God, plays. Oh, I put on plays.
Yeah, that's a common one for kids.
Me and my brother used to, like, I'd write plays and then I'd be like, you have to be the other actor. And then we'd put them on for the woman who looked after us while my parents were at work. And
your nanny?
Childminder, right? And some of them were musicals. God.
Oh, that's cute.
No, it's not cute.
Well, it depends. How old were you at the time? Were you like 16? Because that's
probably
not cute.
No, like six. But I've told you about the time we made Brokeback Mountain, right? I haven't told you this?
No.
So, I mean, just before I start, me and my friends were like 13, so it's not sexy. It's weird. But we loved Brokeback Mountain so much.
Of course you did. It's two hot guys getting it on.
I mean, I like the romance.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. And we were like, what if we recorded a version of it ourselves? So we went to my house.
Oh, God.
And
great.
We got a bunch of props.
Oh, this is
so...
This is just a bad person's dream.
We did most of the main scenes. So there's the bit where they're rolling around in a tent making out. And we did that, but without the actual making out.
Did he do the bit where he, like, spits on his dick?
No, what? I don't remember that.
Isn't that a bit... Well, maybe that's just me.
Maybe that's something else you've watched and you're getting confused.
Maybe.
We did the scene where, like, a bear attacks one of the cowboys and I was the cowboy that got attacked.
I haven't seen this film in a long time.
Yeah, there's, like, a bear and it's like, rah, rah, rah. And I think Jake Gyllenhaal's like, ah, help me. And so to simulate the bear, we had one of my friends wearing my fur coat backwards. This is such a posh story.
Yeah, just my friend wearing my fur coat backwards.
Yeah. Anyway, fur coat backwards was going like rah, 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 rah. Mm-hmm. And then I had to hold a bloody cloth to my face to be like, I'm bleeding. We didn't have fake blood. And I was like, oh, I've heard you can use ketchup plus vinegar to make fake blood.
Well, that stings.
It smelled awful.
Yeah.
And to make it worse, we didn't have a cloth. And for some reason, the only thing we could find was an insole. Like, for a shoe.
What?
Like a used insole.
Why didn't you use, like, toilet roll?
I don't know. I think we were trying to be creative. So we had the ketchup vinegar, which smelled disgusting, on an insole, which smelled disgusting.
Oh!
And I was, like, holding it to my face and, like, trying to make a face like, oh, no, I've been attacked by a bear. But it was more like, oh, God, I've got things on my face and everything smells like shit. And
oh!
So, yeah, the realism in that scene is it's perfection.
It's like in The Revenant where Leonardo DiCaprio actually ate a raw bison's liver.
It's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was...
Your Oscar?
Where is my Oscar? Well, I don't know where the film is anymore.
Why did you choose Brokeback Mountain?
We really liked Brokeback Mountain.
Oh,
me and my friends
yeah.
were, like, super into, like, gay romance films.
Oh, man. Every girl loves that.
Like, a lot.
Every girl goes to a phase where it's like... Just kiss.
Yeah.
Please.
There's a really good one called Lilies, right? Which is, it's like a play within a play.
Okay.
So it's a bunch of men in prison acting out this story. So all the characters are played by men, even the women.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, there's like a drag element to it, which is super cool because they're also beautiful.
How did they get all the makeup in prison?
Well, it's like, when they're putting on the play, it's... kind of obviously just in prison, but then it kind of transports you to a world where it's actually happening.
Okay, I'm
and
with
it's
you.
these two guys that like fall in love, but there's another guy that thinks he's straight, but oh, he's not, so he's angry and he doesn't understand why.
Is this the beginning of a porn? I'm just
there's no okay, no, there's a little bit of nudity, but at the end, yeah, the angry guy like sets the place on fire and one of the guys dies and it's really sad. Mm. The end. Anyway,
I think kind of some a lot of teenage girls go for that phase because maybe it's not like
it's not a phase, okay?
So, or maybe go for that kind of thing because it's not. It's like that Simpsons one where she's reading that magazine called Non-Threatening Boys. It's like it's not aggressively sexual. You feel like directly towards you, but there's intensity.
But also, there's the added layer of
two
like,
boys.
No,
two for the price
I
of
mean,
one.
There is that, but I more mean like in terms of they will never love you.
Oh yeah,
yeah, unattainable boys,
unattainable sex.
Yeah, love it. Love that.
Love all that. Yeah. To be fair, you always do seem to fancy the, like, gay characters.
I know, right?
Like, I remember, like I could take you to GAY in London and you think you would have found your future husband.
I'd be like, Holly, there's this beautiful man. You'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
Who's he kissing?
There's a few of like, them.
He might be bi, though. Like, just...
Yeah. One of the cheapest pints in London, though, so...
I paid £5 for a pint last night.
I ended up paying almost, like, 20 quid on, like, 4 pints, and it makes me want to cry.
I was happy when everyone kept just giving me free wine, and I was like, yay!
That's the best bit of the night, where people just start bringing drinks, you're like, woo! I don't have to pay. It's sad. I remember in Newcastle, I used to get an... Did you have, like, a pre-drinks bar, like a bar you'd always go to for pre-drinks?
No, that's not the point of pre-drinks. What?
No, well, we'd have pre-drinks, and then we'd go to a bar, which a friend of ours knew the guy and stuff, and then we'd go to the club. Or, like, wherever else we were going. Yeah. And we'd go to this bar, and we used to be able to get 3 trebles for a fiver.
And treble vodka?
Treble vodkas.
Whoa.
For a fiver.
And a mixer?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you fit a mixer in a
trouble? I'd always go for energy drink.
Oh, Holly.
Energy drink, so 3 trouble. And I was thinking back, like, if I had that now, I would be absolutely fucked. And we used to have, like, 2 of those, so, like, 6 trebles each before we used to go out. And that was before...
That's like a bottle of vodka.
I know. That was before we used to go out. But then this teenagers in the Northeast, so we were... bred on rubbish alcohol and too much of it.
I guess. I mean, I once had a really bad experience where I drank 4 double vodka Red Bulls one night, and then I hallucinated.
What?
Like, I don't know. It was like, I have a pretty low tolerance to that kind of thing anyway, but you know when you're like really, really drunk and you're lying in bed and you're just like,
okay, I'm with you.
Like,
and it feels
room
like
was
it's moving
and I felt like I was seeing things.
Yeah.
Because like the caffeine was getting me up and the vodka was getting me
it's
down.
It's not a thing you're meant to drink.
No, because it like it will kill you. Like it makes your heart stop and things.
We used to, and I was thinking about that, and I was like, after last night I had like 4 or 5 pints and I was like so drunk.
Mm.
And I was like, I could not do what I used to do now. I've completely lost my tolerance. If I went back to Newcastle, I'd be a disgrace.
Yeah, you'd be like wandering down and they'd be like, ah, you're drunk.
You'd be like, amateur.
And they'd disown you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably a thing they do in Newcastle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think we should get started on the challenge.
Let's do it.
I sort of didn't really think about a challenge.
Okay, great.
I did, but then... Like,
after my 2 episodes of
Metro
the Musical.
I've got a really, really good one for next time.
Okay.
Really
okay.
good. I promise. I promise.
I believe you.
So today I thought we'd go for like a low-key.
Low-key, okay.
Kind of
okay.
a standard Taku kind of
standard
thing.
Standard Taku thing.
And it's kind of in connection to what we're doing at the moment. We have got a piece going up next week.
Well,
it will be this week by the time this goes out, about sex and games.
Yes.
So it's me and Holly sitting in a cafe and watching in-game sex scenes and just sort of like talking about them.
Yeah, we go to this cafe to freelance sometimes together.
Yes.
And we were like, oh, we might as well look up the scenes we're going to write about.
Yeah.
So we were sat there with headphones, must say, like, both like using one set of headphones and like just looks of just confusion and disgust and interest flashing across our faces in a public space.
So that's going to be really interesting,
yeah.
I think. I think it's a funny piece.
I hope so.
Keith has apparently found it quite entertaining to sub as
that's
well.
That's our editor.
And he says that there are some words in there that have maybe never been on The Guardian before.
I'm hoping he kept in my use of queef.
When was queef?
It was in the David Cage ones.
Press art and queef.
Okay,
well, so what I've gone with is... What if we just read out some sexy Garrus fanfiction? Yeah, I know, right?
I love Garrus.
I found some Dorian stuff, but it was kind of embarrassingly written, so I was like,
isn't that like all fanfiction? Or the majority?
Yeah, I think this one's written from the point of view of Garrus.
Okay.
And he's like weirdly horny, and that's kind of weird.
Of course he is, it's a fanfiction.
Okay. So
we should say, in case you don't know, Garrus is a character from the Mass Effect series.
Yeah.
Who looks, you should look him up, he looks like a giant cat insect yes. thing, but I love him.
So,
and many people do.
I'm gonna play Garrus.
Okay.
And you're going to play the lover.
Oh no.
So I'm gonna sexily read this out.
Oh god. You ready? No, carry on.
Okay, I mean, don't fall in love with me.
I'll try my best, okay. But I promise nothing.
I haven't read too far in this, so I don't know what happens.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to be able to do this with a straight face. Okay. It was a long day at CSEC. The coffee was cold. Oh. The work dragged on, and my inseam was sweltering.
What?
I know.
Does that mean he's got, what, like a sweaty crotch?
Yeah, basically.
That's not hot. I don't want to know that.
Yeah. 10-hour shifts of doing nothing but staring at taut, nude Asari body scans as they pass through immigration does
what?
Things to a man.
So he's just pervy?
I know.
That's
he's,
gross.
Yeah.
Ew.
And so I
this
found,
isn't my Garrus.
It will be soon.
Oh.
And so I found myself back at my sprawling, palatial, if you will, corner office at the end of my shift. With nothing to keep me company but a half-finished bottle of whiskey and a well-leafed through copy of Yours Truly.
What?
I don't really know what that means. The edition, if my memory serves me correctly, was Asari Commando 6 Erotic Biotics.
Oh, ew, gross. So basically they've turned Garrus into just a creepy,
yeah.
horny
yeah.
creep.
Yeah.
Ew.
And then there she was.
Mm.
She was tall for her species, a lethal little honeypot of red hair and come-hither eyes. She had lips.
She had lips? That's good.
She had lips, hips.
Oh! Awful!
And more curves than a Turian fighter.
No!
Oh, yeah. And then it's you. That's your line.
Oh.
Garrus Vicarian.
That's what you're going with.
Yes!
Sure. Oh, sorry.
Yeah?
She asked in her sultry voice with a look that said,
fuck me, Garrus. I'm a Turian addict and I'm jonesing Timmy Calibri.
Jonesing!
Jonesing to be calibrated.
Jonesing!
Oh, yeah. That'd be me, said I, feigning disinterest, taking a manly swig of whiskey from
my
awesome C-sec glass. Oh, this is terrible. It says, best investigator ever. They gave it to me when I shot Saren Arterius in the face after taking down 10 Reapers with one round on my lunch break.
Oh.
While boredly gazing at the tangle of sweaty blue limbs in the centerfold.
Ew!
Hot.
Well, Garrus, perhaps you can help me find someone. Ever hear the name Thane Krios?
She said, swaggering that badass dreadnought of a rack over to lean across my desk in the dirtiest little excuse for an Alliance uniform I've ever seen.
Oh!
Her eyes fixed on the suggestive size of my frill at the time.
What?
And yes, ladies, that length does correspond to something else.
Oh!
And you better believe that tight little strawberry drive core of hers was about to learn that lesson firsthand.
Ew! That's her vagina? A tight strawberry drive core?
Hot.
Ew!
Yeah, this person is like someone who's never
seen anything.
Yeah. I know, Krios, I said, flicking my eyes into the smolder slits of hers. Jesus.
Ew, ew, God.
I've been trying to catch that slippery green twink fucker for years.
What?
I don't know. I didn't. That wasn't in the game, was it?
No.
There's just one problem with your plans, sweetheart. I released the full impact of my ocular confirmation of her hotness.
Wow, that's an incredible line. Read it again.
I released the full impact of my ocular confirmation of her hotness. What does that mean?
I released
the impact of my ocular confirmation of her hotness.
I looked at her real creepily.
I looked at her all up in her face.
Yeah.
I think she came right there.
Oh, no, she didn't. Okay.
Is that you? No, wait.
No, that's you.
Oh, no, that's me. I work alone.
Sweetheart.
She asked in that Levo chocolate voice.
That might be from the game, I can't remember.
Leaning closer, that crimson brow of hers arcing high over her vampish enticed gaze.
Don't you know who I am?
Of course I do, Commander Shepherd. I make it a personal goal to know the names of all the angels that fall from heaven into my office.
Oh my god!
God, this is...
It's awful!
Oh god, it gets real sexy. Okay.
Okay.
So there you are.
You're smooth, Vicarian.
Wait, I'm confused by this, because at this point in the game, they've already worked together.
So they know each other very well. So, okay, but carry on.
I'm so smooth. You know, I don't have plates everywhere.
Okay, right.
You look like...
Do it!
You look like a sexy blue kitty. Do you... purr-vicarian?
Only when I'm aroused.
Well, Garrus, you're purring.
Oh, Jesus. Then stroke me and maybe I'll let you scratch me behind the frills.
Oh, no, this is everything.
Here we go. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
You should have read this.
I should have read this. In a tirade of sexual wantonness, she threw herself over my desk and spread her legs. You can do it. Swallow. The tea for everyone listening. I'm so sorry.
I'm imagining it like vaulting over the desk leg first, just like she's gonna just like hook a vagina onto him, like boo.
I had scarcely a minute to sweep the effects from my expensive titanium desk. It's an important thing, apparently.
Of course. I mean, you've already heard about his palatial corner office.
So much worse. Okay.
Why?
It was littered with a menagerie of my masculine interests. That's not the worst part. Okay. Alcohol. Condoms. Just kidding, men. Garrus Vicarian rides bareback.
Oh!
Rifles. He's just got rifles on his desk.
I like the fact this was... Okay, what's masculine? Okay, so alcohol, yep. Rifles, yep. Condoms. No, not condoms. So I'll make a point.
And Cool Ranch Doritos.
No.
Because they're cool.
This is a piss take, right?
I don't know. I only had a second to act, gentlemen, but I succeeded because success is my concubine.
I'm going to get that as a tattoo. Success in Latin. Is my concubine. Yeah.
It would be all right in Latin.
I had to get it in Latin. Oh, no, I'll get it in, like, I don't know.
Oh, this is the worst. Shepherd was a depraved whore.
Oh, my God.
A russet hellcat of uninhibited lasciviousness that begged me. No. Implored me to tame the carnal wilderness of her... of her savage... Oh, my God. Steaming nethers.
Oh, I don't want to think of them as steaming.
She's steaming, girl. Oh. So, I asked as I tore her off. God. I tore off her ass-hugging miniskirt, that vulgar mockery of an alliance uniform strapped to her hips, tighter than the vacuum seal on an airlock. Tell me, Shepherd. You a natural redhead?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh no, I know where this is going.
She arched her back, tossed back that fiery hair of hers, looked into my eyes, and said,
"That's confidential information, Officer Vicarian. I think you'll need to interrogate me first, and I'm not going to go down easy."
I tore open that slutty excuse for an alliance shirt. Why is it slutty? Exposing her latex bra.
What? No one has a... This person has never seen a bra in their life.
Garishly emblazoned with the N7 logo.
Nice! I do like the idea that Shepherd has a latex branded N7
bra.
Yeah.
Glistening. Taut.
Oh.
I think that's the bra. Glistening?
It is latex.
You're already on the desk, firecracker, and Citadel Security has ways of making you taut.
Why is he like a 70s, like...
I mean, I could be playing up to that if you want. I could be more noir.
Ooh.
You're already on the desk, firecracker.
Even no, that's worse. That makes it so much worse.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
God damn, Garrus, you're so dangerous.
Oh, this has turned emo now. Okay, I break all the rules. Killing is an art.
Oh!
And I am the master. Truer words have never been spoken. The
fuck? Does it actually say that? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, God, okay. Oh, God!
Oh!
Do it!
Ew! Yay.
My God, you're such a rebel. You're making me get all renegade inside.
Then, baby.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's so bad!
Why did you read this? Why didn't you read this?
This is so much fun. Aren't we having fun? Okay. I don't want to read this bit. Okay. I can't do it in character. Because, okay.
This is your fault. You have no one else to blame but yourself.
Garrus is such a creep in this. Okay.
Why does it go on for so long? How much longer is there?
Quite a lot longer.
Oh.
We're not going to read it all.
Okay, thank God.
I slid my... Oh, the word choices. Mm. My colossal, relentless erection.
Relentless erection.
Oh my God.
I'm going to get you.
Against her creamy, freckled thigh.
Oh, that's so annoying.
She gasped in wonder, in shock at its size. Let's make some bad decisions.
Oh, God.
I... Oh, my God. I tore into her.
Ew.
Like a Krogan to a bar fight.
Wow.
I shredded through the... Shredded with what? His hands or his dick?
Shredded...
Through the pathetic latex barrier of her slutty little G-string.
Okay, so it's a latex G-string.
You're going to get some diseases, girl.
Oh, you are going to get all the thrush.
It's going to be warm down there.
I mean, all kinds of bacteria be growing there.
I ripped it with abandon to the floor. That doesn't make sense. Shepherd, you've been around. Have you ever heard... Shit, no. No! Have you ever heard... of the Turian Shocker.
Oh, no, please don't make this what I think it is.
We're going to find out. Oh, God, I got so much worse. Go.
My mum has started listening to this podcast. Why you do this? Okay.
Why, no, Garrus. I'm not nearly that
What?
Do it.
I'm not nearly that giant and gaping of a tart.
Don't you lie to me, Commander. I know a galactic whore when I see one.
Oh, you see, he had a galactic in there to make
What's
it spacey.
What's a galactic whore?
Space, future.
Okay. Well, carry on.
Oh, is it me again?
It's you again. Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
I take offense to that, Vicarian. But who better to educate me on the erotic subtleties of interspecies coitus? You are...
Skip that bit, I'm not reading that.
You have to read it! I had to read it!
Her eyes travelled lasciviously up the striking, mighty ridges of my locked and loaded cock.
That's awful!
Okay.
Clearly an expert in this field.
Locked and loaded cock. Fun fact, Shepherd.
Oh,
you know, there is nothing sexier than like mid-coitus fun
facts. Fun facts!
Just, did you know? A bit of a trivia quiz.
Did you know that the amount of people that live in... No, fuck off, Garrus.
Fun fact, Shepherd, on Palavin? Whatever.
Palavin.
I hold the title of... Oh, no. Expert pleasure advisor.
Oh, God. This sounds like... Oh, God.
So much worse. And Shepherd, forgive the insubordination, but this vigilante stallion has an order for you. I don't want to read this. Oh, God. I'm regretting this challenge. I wish I'd done the stupid challenge instead.
Oh, my God. This is horrific.
Come fast and come hard, but don't you dare think that I'm finished with you.
Ew.
It would be an awfully lonely office if you've died from physical exhaustion.
Jesus Christ!
Where was the fun fact in that? None of that was fun.
There's nothing sensible about going, it would be shit if you died.
Well, your next line is the best line, so.
Oh.
I googled just Garrus fanfiction and this is what he came up with.
God damn your irresistible seductions, Garrus Vicarian.
Also full names. Hot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Now fist me like a thresher moor.
That doesn't work. A thresher moor is like a giant worm, if I remember correctly.
Hot. Okay. Oh. Mm. I'm sure you can do an image search of my hands.
What?
He's got like three fingers, right?
Yeah, he's got like weird...
and get a pretty good idea of what happened next.
Oh no.
Scoped.
Wait,
and
why would she have to do an image search?
I mean, I don't know.
Why didn't she just look at his hands?
I think he's talking to us.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, you could Google my hands. That's hot. Scoped and dropped, gentlemen. Scoped and dropped.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. She came in exactly 3 seconds.
I had to put literally no effort in to
and
make
when
her
she
orgasm.
Did, she shrieked like a pie-jack caught in the airlock of a Turian freighter and squirted 16 feet into the air.
That's amazing.
Yes, my office is that big, and yes,
that
really happened.
That's the two biggest douchiest things. It's like,
it gets worse.
Yeah, my office is that big, and yeah, she totally squirted after 3 seconds.
I can tell it was 16 feet. I'm really good at measuring distances in my head. Uh-huh.
I have what you don't realize is that I actually have really good eyesight as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then he says, I'm a fucking pro.
Oh.
It's so gross.
Where am I up to?
Here.
Oh, Garrus, you are such a man.
I am, baby, but I'm all Turian.
No! Ew! Oh, God.
No, this is the worst writing!
Oh, God.
Oh, God!
Oh!
You can do it. You can do it.
Do I have to?
Yes! Yes!
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Damn, I didn't think anybody actually did the shocker, but holy fucking bitch tits. Wow, that was far beyond mere mortal levels of amazing. Garrus, you're a sexual tyrannosaur! Sexual tyrannosaur of literally epic proportions. And although that was the most mind-blowing, earth-shattering orgasm of my life, dear God, I need more.
I get the feeling that whoever wrote this wants a woman to say exactly that to them, like, damn, that was the best orgasm I ever had, but I certainly want more of your delicious penis.
I hope I don't die.
You want to see earth shattering?
Uh-huh.
I'll show you earth shattering. I'm going to split you open like a collector particle beam through hot butter. Yes.
No.
I like that that's like half spacey, half butter.
Yes. Galactic space beam through. Can't think of anything else but
metal, a spaceship, the moon. But no, he went with hot butter.
Hot
Someone's using
butter.
A particle beam to cut butter, and they're like, yeah, that's sexy.
That is real sexy. Okay. Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
I don't think you meant that.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes!
And you bet your ass I did. I so did.
That just sounds like... Yeah, no,
100%. I did. Had
you
sex.
Yeah, you can't prove that I didn't.
I took photos, but I accidentally deleted them, so yeah. It happened. Complete and total victory. It's the Turian way.
What?
I flipped her onto her bare shoulders.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I think, like, pushing someone, like, so they're doing a shoulder stand. Yeah.
Okay.
Grabbed her mile-long, silky, stocking-covered legs, threw those combat boots back. She's still wearing her combat boots.
Oh.
He's ripped open her latex G-string. Oh. The combat boots are still on.
No.
And tossed her into a vicious pile driver until I got
floored. Oh!
I brushed her off me, let her beg for more, and then had my way with that, oh, God, sweet, freckled, unkempt fire bush.
Unkempt firebush.
Again and again and again for hours. She couldn't get enough of me.
Oh, ew, for hours.
Hours.
Oh, take a break.
She was so depraved and dirty, I was almost embarrassed for her.
Wow.
She was such a slut and so good at sex that I was almost embarrassed.
She did exactly what I wanted. I was having a great time, but I was really embarrassed.
Okay.
She didn't look like
she
didn't enjoy it at all.
We're going to have to dissect this next bit because I don't understand what it means.
Oh.
But there was a silver lining there, gentlemen, and I'm not just talking about my foreskin.
Oh!
What is that? What does that mean?
I want that to be like, and I'm not just talking about my foreskin. Just a general.
That's not a thing that anyone's ever thought, ever. Oh my God, finally.
Oh.
A woman with an erotic stamina to match my own. I was beginning to like this shepherd tart.
Oh, what? But I don't understand. They're
Do
very,
it.
They're very inconsistent with... if they know each other or not.
Oh, she starts referring to herself as, like, a raging bushfire of my loins.
What? Okay, wait, what?
Okay.
Okay,
start
right.
here.
Garrus, I'm exhausted far beyond all sensible expectations, but I can't get enough of your Titanic Tyrian meat monster. Dear God, my rabbit, ew, pussy knows no bounds. I need it, I need more.
Damn you, galactic whore.
Why is it galactic?
I don't know. Wait, I want to do this like dramatic, like
okay.
Space captain. Damn you, galactic whore of unprecedented whore lust. Oh. I am but one Tyrian.
Oh, ew.
Oh my God.
Oh, where am I? Okay, I had to get this bit exactly right. Oh, but please, Garrus, please. If you can calibrate a Thanic's cannon with a correlation coefficient of 99.9999999999%, you can do anything.
Ooh, decimals get me hot.
Oh, yeah, you're so good at maths, Garrus. You can do calibrations.
Oh, yeah, it's true, I can. Unhand my beastly cock, woman. And let me call in my vast consortium of C-Sec bros and we will put the law in you.
What?
This is so bad.
Oh no, it's gonna be...
Yeah, there's a gangbang now.
Oh my God. Okay, we cannot read... How far does this go down?
Much further. Do you just want to... How much... Okay, not that much further.
Oh, it's a gangbang.
It's a gangbang. Okay, wait. You know, there was an unwritten rule in the office. They bring in the donuts, and I bring in the pussy. A few minutes later, I had a bent over my massive, awesome desk with all these... Not even kidding. That all the other guys are jealous of when no less than 7 of my closest bros showed up at my door.
This is a joke.
Oh my God. While I was effortlessly plowing her with the fist of an angry god.
Oh gosh.
Like, is that a metaphor or is he literally using an angry god fist?
At this point, I don't know.
I don't want to know. Chelik, wide-eyed, was the first to enter the scene, followed up by a gaggle of the other lesser men.
Oh God.
You can be the guy.
Oh God.
Holy shit, Vicarian, you must constantly insult... What? Must you constantly insult us with the ferocious hurricane that is your manlust? And damn, that woman is a whore! Look how well she takes it! Again, just damn!
Like a pointer, okay? If you're gonna write erotica, don't call women whores for enjoying sex?
Look at her! She's enjoying herself! Like, I'm embarrassed for the whore!
Yeah, she's such a slut, I kind of feel sorry for her. Like, okay, well, she's not cool.
You've literally written her to be this way.
Yeah. Correction, officer, a galactic whore! And through the... I'm really enjoying galactic whore.
Galactic whore, I think...
Makes this sound big.
That's my second galactic... Yeah. That's my second tattoo, in Latin.
And through the regal majesty of my cockstorm...
Mm.
Oh, I've read that wrong. And though the regal majesty of my cockstorm may be intimidating, I assure you, there's enough to go around.
Mm.
This voracious little xenophile has a taste for Tyrian.
Oh. Where am I?
There.
Awesome! We brought donuts!
Awesome!
Yay!
And so, dear readers, I passed that galactic whore round like the Tyrian plague. And oh, we did our best to inoculate her, but damn, was that fine piece of dextro-loving cherry bomb insatiable.
What?
Got to the point where I had to just sit back with the donuts and call out orders.
Wow!
So that my crack team of alien pussy infiltrators could... could quell the furious rampage that was her ravenous, screaming snatch.
Oh! Why was her vagina screaming?
Skip this, because it's all about donuts for some reason.
No, that's amazing! Why was it...
Okay.
This is a bit, you know, it's heated up, and now there's a cooling off period.
Of donuts. You, take her left flank, and you, bring her up from the rear. Don't you dare hesitate, you heedless cowards!
Wow.
This battle must be won at all costs. God damn, I'm an awesome leader.
Oh my God. But Garrus, I can't hold out for much longer. And you're just sitting there eating our donuts.
Do not question me, whelp. Where have they got this voice from? He doesn't talk like that.
I don't know.
I didn't single-handedly falcon punch Sovereign in the face. Okay, falcon punch, come on, let's not cross the universe.
Yeah, this is
and
wrong.
Thus win the hearts of millions to be spoken to with such flagrant discourtesy.
I'm sorry, sir.
Damn right you are. I've turned into like a British officer.
Yeah, you've turned into like Lord
Dashboard. But that's how it's written. Yeah. Now why the fuck is there jelly in these donuts? I despise jelly. Jelly is for bitches.
Jelly is for bitches is my third tattoo.
Now remove yourself from her and I will show you how it's done.
Oh no.
I tore across the room, threw the donut in the hapless rookie's face.
Amazing.
Grabbed Shepherd from the literal clusterfuck of writhing limbs and Turian cocks.
Oh.
Oh. Grabbed her by her sodden cum-soaked hair.
Oh God.
And proceeded to fuck her with all the unleashed rage of a man who was bitten into a jelly donut and sorely hates them. Her far, far compromised cyclonic barrier was simply no match for the crippling might of my javelin disruptor torpedo.
Oh God.
She cried and wailed.
Oh! Mm,
flopping about like a ragdoll, throwing her head back with licentious desperation as... I really like the use of words in this, even though it's weird. As I blasted her with a final concussive shot of my epic adamantium dick.
Wow. That's...
She screamed my name somewhere between cries to various deities as she came no less than 19 consecutive times. The cosmic force of her orgasm literally bringing her to her knees where she fell at my feet, baptized in a sexual awakening the likes of which she had never experienced before and likely would never again.
This is...
The other guys, exhausted and distraught at the... Yeah, 19. No 19. Less than 19.
No less.
Maybe more.
Let's not forget 19.
Exhausted and distraught at the disparity between their pathetic attempts at pleasing her and mine, stared on at me with a completely understandable melange of envy.
Please tell me that he mentioned this amazing desk again.
He might. He might not. By the looks on their faces, I wasn't so sure we could be bros anymore.
Oh.
But that's okay. Because I work alone.
Ugh. He's
instigated a gangbang.
Yeah, like, this is working alone. Not yeah. The opposite.
This is you again. Oh no, sorry. Shepherd, meanwhile, lay at my feet, clinging in her unashamed nakedness at my knee. Exactly like the cover of every 80s album ever. She looked up at me as if seeing for the very first time.
My God, Garrus, I have never known such reach.
I don't want to do this anyway. Okay, we're nearly at the end.
There's two things left.
Inwardly, I smiled, triumphant.
Oh.
Vainglorious, bathed in the glowing aura known only to legendary heroes.
Oh.
I brushed a stalactite of cum-encrusted hair out of her eyes.
Ew, oh, that's nice of him.
And said to her, stalactite, God, my sweet slutty shepherd. Reach means nothing without flexibility.
Oh.
And that, gentlemen, is how it's done.
God.
Okay, that bit's boring.
No, you have to finish it.
I don't want to. If you're ever in doubt, just remember an old piece of vigilante wisdom I learned in a stint I once had on Omega, passed down to me, from me, Garrus Vakarian, to you. Never look at the explosion. Simply walk away with purpose.
What?
Signed, G. Vakarian, Rebel with a Cause.
Oh.
Yeah, I skipped the first chapter where he's like, I'm basically James Dean, but in space.
Oh, God.
Because that bit was boring and I wanted to get to the romance.
Oh, well, that was just truly romantic.
I wonder if anyone actually enjoyed that. I'd quite like to know if you guys enjoyed that, because I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Taking that home with me. Should we do questions?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just kind Let's of sat here these. And...
I yeah. feel really bad, because, like, that, I mean, that might be the most sexy thing we've done.
I mean, sexy quote-unquote. That's, you know.
There were so many words in there that I didn't like.
I mean, I'm going to remember cum-encrusted stalactites yeah. of hair.
Okay.
Oh, gross.
Back to lovely things.
I mean, I don't think of myself as a prude as such, but...
No,
when
but
faced with
ew,
that, it's
yeah.
like, oh, man, you know, just...
Yeah.
I think it was more the fact, like, oh, look, she's enjoying herself.
What a slut.
That must have been written as a joke.
I mean, the way she was like, oh, Garrus, you have made me feel things that no man will ever make me feel again, and I love you, and let me eat you, or whatever. It's like, no one talks like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, first question. Dominic Wood says, who's going to win the Premier League?
Bolton.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think, oh, what's a city? What's a city?
You
I
can do this.
I can't think of a city. Bournemouth.
Bournemouth?
Bournemouth.
Okay, cool.
Bournemouth FC is That's, probably what it's called.
Yes.
Jojo Wood said, have either of you ever been in a fight? No. You must have.
Not... Like a,
yeah,
proper fight. I'll talk
I'll talk to you about this later.
Okay. Are you good dancers? I used to do street dance, so I'm a pretty good dancer. Yeah.
I used to be a choreographer.
Yeah, okay, that's better. Shut up.
I went to the Royal Opera House and met the...
Been to the Royal Opera House, Holly.
What was he? The head choreographer for the Royal Ballet. But then I had to... It was really awkward because it was for a thing and they basically take a bunch of... And I was invited down twice and I went down once and it's like a kind of thing and they go... And they take on a bunch of choreographers and they go... And they do an interview and they were like, oh, so what are you doing next? And I can't lie because I'm terrible. And I was like, I'm going to university to do history. And they were like, okay. It's a bit like going on The X Factor and then being like, do you want to be a star? And then being like...
No, I'm all right. Sounds kind of tiring.
Yeah.
What was your first social media site? Probably...
Bebo was mine.
You started Bebo before MySpace? What's wrong with you?
I never had a MySpace.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Okay, well I had a MySpace and I had MSN Messenger, so...
Oh, yes, MSN. Yeah, always had an MSN.
Can you wire a plug? No.
No, god no. Well, actually, I remember being taught at school... But I can't remember.
Why did you get taught things like that? I got taught how to make, like, a Swiss roll. And they were like, you're going to need this, ladies.
Because you went to, like, weird, fancy
a girls school. Yes, where they didn't think we needed talents. Anyway, Pumpkin spice matte?
Matte, like yeah.
Pineapple and pizza discuss. Yes.
Yeah.
Pro. Because we're right. Phil Walter says, are you excited for EGX? Yes.
Yes.
What game is first on your hit list?
Dunno. I always like discovering new games. That's the best bit.
I'm okay with just going there and being like, ooh, games.
Yeah.
Justin of the Gaming Blog says, been on any other amazing podcast recently? I was on one recently, run by that very person, which is why they're asking.
There we go.
And it was fun. It's called Gamers Without Borders. I think it's still called that. Yeah. Yeah. And it was really good. And you guys should listen to it. Maybe I'll post it if I remember. Will the two of you be presenting the Great British Bake Off next year?
I wish.
Yes.
I mean, we would be taking on a sacrilege of Bake Off because it's Channel 4.
Everyone's going to hate it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we could, even if we were really good, people would hate us. Yes. But I still would do it.
I would do it. Yeah. Because you get to eat all the cake.
Exactly.
Andrew Bloopst.
Good name.
I don't know what his actual name is. Favorite Great British Bake Off baker.
Well, Selassie... Are we talking about just this series?
Yes.
Okay, well, Selassie is obviously chill as fuck. Benjamina, I think, is really cute.
I don't fancy any of them this year.
No, I don't have a crush on any of them,
really. Last year it was Tamal.
Yeah.
Then the year before that it was James. Oh, James. Oh, my
you
God.
You still have a crush.
His adorable Scottish accent and his jumpers.
Yeah, he was
And
cute.
His medical degree and his glasses. And oh, my God.
Okay, yep. Yeah, got it.
But I think he's got a girlfriend. Also, he lives really far away. And he's never met me. So.
Yeah, I like how that was the last thing on your list. Just to like, yeah, he's got a girlfriend. Oh, he lives really far away. Oh, and I don't actually know him.
I've never met him. But if I did, we'd hit it off.
Yeah, carry on.
I would be like, bread. And he'd be like, yes. And I'd be like,
Yeah.
That's how I attract the men. Lingstud would like to know, what is your stance on butterscotch biscuits?
I love butterscotch.
So, me too. Yeah. I don't think I've had them, but I would.
I've had butterscotch shortbread. It was good.
Rob Smith says, how have the GMA nominations changed you? Well, we refuse to talk to anyone who's never been nominated. Then.
Yeah, I mean, and also you've won one while I haven't.
Yeah,
so...
GMA winner 2015.
So, and every time Kate does wear it around her neck.
It's really heavy.
Yeah, but you know, you persevere and I respect that.
Tom wants to know, if you could put a romance subplot or romance options in one game that doesn't have them, what would it be?
Well, Zelda's the obvious option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, but you play Link. Who do you romance? I want to romance Link. He's hot.
Ocarina of Time, when there's like 10 different women going after
him. Yeah, Saria's like, I love you, but I'm a ghost now. Yeah.
No, Saria's like, but I am like 12 years old.
I'm trapped inside your ocarina. Let's make out. I would date Malon?
Yeah.
Malon?
Yeah, she would be my choice as well. Yeah. Although I do like Princess Ruto as well.
Ew!
What?
She's so overly keen.
Yeah, and that's... I think it's funny. I think she has a lot of personality.
Maybe we should make a game about dating Links. Like, it has every version of Link in. That would get taken
so
fast.
So many of them are children, Kate!
Okay, right, so we're not including the children. Like, there'll be no Toon Link. There'll be no Baby Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask Link. There'll be Adult Link from those games.
Yeah.
There'll be Sexy Skyward Sword Link, Hyrule Warriors Link. Which other ones are there that aren't
Twilight
children?
Princess? That's yes. Borderline. He's like a teenager.
I'm okay with that.
Oh.
In the game, you get to be a teenager. It's fine, okay? Ben Ted says, hashtag Kate and Holly for GBBO is a success. What would you bring to the table presenting-wise? Cake knowledge. Cuteness. Nice outfits.
Yeah.
A fondness for bunting.
Yes. Well, I mean, this is all stuff that already exists. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's exactly what people want from the Great British Bake Off. Just yeah, the same but yeah. more of it. Captain Morton says, dream project X zone cast.
What?
I don't know what that means. Or just dream crossovers, I suppose. Let's answer that.
Dream crossovers. Oh, God, I have no idea.
Animal Crossing Harvest Moon.
Oh, yep, done. There we go. Favorite.
The animals. Because, I love Marshall.
Oh, you have a really the emo squirrel.
I love him. And Biscuit as well. He's like a little dog. He's cute.
Okay.
I would date them.
Okay.
Pig of Foop wants to know, well, obviously now we just want to know all about Hugh.
Oh. Hugh?
So we're playing Dungeons & Dragons right now.
Yeah.
And we came across an owlbear. And the DM was like, oh, so owlbears aren't evil inherently. Like, if you disturb them, they might punch you. But they're basically just
animals.
Creatures. Yeah. And I have a spell that's like animal friendship, is what it's called. So I cast that. And then the owlbear was like, friends! And then Holly can talk to large animals. So she was like, we don't want to hurt you. And he was like, okay. And then he said his name was Hugh, which is basically just because he's an owl. And he was like, whoo, whoo, whoo.
And... Yeah. Yeah, and now he's our friend and he is adorable.
But apparently he's going to leave sometime.
No!
I know. Okay, Bitsocket. Boo. how many scotch eggs can you eat in a minute? One. Like, one.
No, it depends on the size of a scotch egg.
I mean, yeah. How much egg is there?
I think if we're talking about...
like a bit bigger than an egg?
If we're talking about like a normal scotch egg.
Not like the mini picnic ones.
Yeah, if we're talking about a normal scotch egg, in a minute I think...
They're so dry though.
No, a good one isn't.
Well, a good one isn't, but if you're buying them in bulk, you're probably getting them at a supermarket and they're going to be terrible.
Not necessarily, you could get a nice one.
Okay, so what's your number?
I'm going to say 2 or 3.
Gross. I'm going for 1 and I'm still not happy about
that. Oh, that's bad.
Joseph Nielsen says, oh my god. If you had to finger Miles O'Brien, where on him would you do so? And where in DS9, Deep Space Nine, I presume, would you do it? And then there's a gif of him.
I love him!
Making little faces.
Himself.
Where on him would you... What? So I'm just sticking our finger in one of his orifices.
Oh, it doesn't have to be an orifice. It could be booping.
Oh, okay. That's not what finger means, but sure.
Well, maybe...
I will
I boop
him.
He might be confused.
On the bridge.
I will, I'm currently rewatching, I'm not rewatching, I've never watched it before. I'm watching Deep Space Nine for the first time, and it's my first ever Star Trek thing, and I love O'Brien.
Okay.
I'm going to boop him on his cheek, and okay. I'm going to do it in Quark's bar so he can buy me a drink afterwards.
Okay. The Game Digest says, how much cheese is too much cheese? Is there even a limit? When you feel like you're going to die...
Yeah.
That's not a lot of cheese. I tend to eat through that anyway. But yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of a limit. It's a bit like garlic in a recipe. Always triple.
Yes.
If not more.
Yes. Jim Trinker says, any use in tea... trying to read the Scottish. Aztec camera.
I think he's asked us this before. We've Googled it and it's like a shitty band. So no.
No. Shoes McShoesington says... What's the weirdest thing you've ever Googled?
Oh, gosh.
Not work or study related. Mine was sexy terrorists, just to see if anyone was crazy enough to have compiled a list of them. Thankfully, no one has. We Google a lot of weird things.
Oh, God. I can't even...
It would be weird.
Yeah.
When I was researching the... I did a sex toy challenge.
Yeah.
And I was Googling some weird stuff. And it completely ruined my Amazon recommendations.
It'll do
it's
that.
It's like, hey, remember when you were looking at butt plugs? And I was like, yes. And it was like, do you want some more butt plugs? And I was like,
more?
I mean, no, not really. But thank you, Amazon. Stop it. Yeah. Ugh. Chris Kane says, if Benjamin Till made Dragon Age the musical covering the series so far, who should he cast as the main characters? I mean, he'd cast, like, locals, like he does in
It has to be locals, or it has to be, like, Z-list reality stars.
Yeah, like you.
Oh, no!
James E. Marshall wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of articles the other week about how sex was historically inaccurate in Poldark. Which inaccuracy winds Holly up the most, in games too, and not necessarily sex-related, just pedantic.
Oh, inaccuracy is... I never get really bothered by it, because... Mm. I don't know, it just doesn't... I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. I feel like you can get hung up on stuff. Like, if you go into the details, anything will be fucking inaccurate.
Yeah.
And I, if it's for media or if it's entertainment, I don't really care.
I think the one that bothers me is when you're playing Assassin's Creed and you kill someone who definitely wasn't assassinated.
Mm.
Like, I'm pretty sure you kill, like, Robespierre in Unity.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, he definitely got the guillotine. Like, that happened.
Yeah.
You can't just pretend he was assassinated.
I think stuff like that never really bothers me that much. Because it's a bit like when, I remember someone said, it was like, someone got some historical fact wrong, and then someone else was like, oh, that must really annoy you. And it's like, no, it's not like, I don't know anything.
Hmm.
Doesn't bother me.
Yay!
If something says it's historically accurate and it's not, then that's annoying. A different matter.
Yeah.
But, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
History
is just literature, isn't it? There we go.
Okay, Enchanting Duck says, what's your favourite source for recipes? Pinterest. It's really good.
BBC.
BBC also good, but they're going to take them down, right? Oh. Alex9 says, does a light have mass? Yes.
I don't fucking know.
Maybe. Zilligut says, what's Toku Podcast's official stance on tokusatsu? It's robot fights, right?
Yes.
We have no stance.
No
Sorry.
Stance whatsoever.
Yeah. What's this
The name
one?
Thing is a coincidence.
MD Cribuffs says, what's the worst lie you've told to a child? I don't talk to that many children.
I don't talk to any children, but I do know a kind of family friend of ours told their children... that they, the children kept on asking to go to Disney World, and they never took them. And they said, no, you did go to Disney World, but you went when you were really young and you can't remember. They never took them to Disney World.
Oh, that's mean. I told my brother when he was young that I could do magic. And basically what I did was I was like, I'm going to make this disappear. Close your eyes. So he closed his eyes and I just throw it away. And I'd be like, open them. It's gone. And he'd just be like, what?
Oh,
how? Yeah.
And then it was his 20th birthday.
It was, yeah. He's kind of dumb. DK says, best pudding to make in 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Oh, stewed fruit.
Yeah, good one. Good one. Alabama says, who should be the judges on Channel 4 Bake Off? Oh, I don't want it to carry on, to be honest. Harry Plamanamnam.
Yeah, Pemile.
Plemons.
Hemmings.
Says, good news, you're getting married to an Overwatch character. Who would you want it to be? For me, it's either Mercy or Hanzo.
I would want to get married to... I think McCree would be a really good shag.
Zarya.
Oh, that's a good one.
She's hot.
I... Maybe... I can have Zenyatta.
I was
gonna
say,
spiritual.
He can juggle things.
Exactly. And he's kind of all spiritual and he'd be really kind of... I think I'd get annoyed after a while, but at first I'd be like, yes, teach me about the world.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go for it. Dan Pearson says, is Steven Universe's dad the same man as Finn's dad from Adventure Time? No.
I haven't seen either of them.
Steven Universe's dad is like way nicer than Finn's dad. Finn's dad is an asshole.
I haven't seen either of them.
Well, my answer is correct.
Okay,
so
cool.
Alabama says, who's your favourite Gundam? Mine's the red one, or maybe the blue. I like the one with the shooty hands.
I like, there's one called Cardigan.
Do you actually know this?
Yeah, there is one
You're
called Cardigan.
You're not supposed
Cardigan.
To have a
oh, no,
real answer.
I don't actually know what it looks like. I just know it's called Cardigan, so
okay.
I like that.
Okay, we're nearly to the end of the questions. Ross McMahon says, what's the best piece of life advice you've ever heard?
Oh, God.
I saved some the other day, actually. I was getting some really good life advice.
My mum always says, pick your battles. And I agree
that
with that.
Good.
That is
good
life
advice.
Advice.
Where did I put the life advice? Oh, here we go. This is Louis C.K.
Okay.
You'll be fine. You're 25. Feeling unsure and lost is part of your path. Don't avoid it. See what those feelings are showing you and use it. Take a breath. You'll be okay. Even if you don't feel okay all the time.
That's nice.
I think that's adorable.
It's very specific to 25-year-olds.
It is very specific to 5-year-olds.
5-year-olds. You 5-year-olds not knowing where you want to go in life.
And someone the other day posted a Roald Dahl quote. Because it was Roald Dahl Day. I began to realise how important it was to be an enthusiast in life. If you're interested in something, no matter what it is, Go at it with full speed. Embrace it with both arms. Hug it. Love it. And above all, become passionate about it.
Oh, that's nice.
Lukewarm is no good.
Hmm.
So if you're scared of doing something, just do it. Make it your thing.
Get a hobby.
You ready for the last question?
Yeah.
Joseph Nielsen says, owlbears. Yes, no.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. And that's the end.
We're done. That was a super long one.
It was. We thought it was going to be a short one.
And it was not.
It was not indeed. Okay. Not. You should follow us on Twitter. I'm at Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at How Not To Draw.
You should Toku_podcast on Twitter and Toku Podcast on everything else.
Everything.
And yeah. Should we say bye?
Why do you always ask that? Like I'm a child.
Well, I don't know. I feel
Should we wave goodbye to the nice man?
I feel like you're not ready. I'm like, Kate, are we ready?
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.